WRSC 583, Gina.
Gina, just out of curiosity, what's your general location?
Out by the airport, south of town by Washburn Way.
Okay, something I'm noticing, you've got a lot of hiss in the background and your signal is kind of weak. I kind of think there might be something that you've got set up or possibly the radio that you're using. Ron had a hard time basically reading you tonight. I could read you just fine being here in Klamath Falls on the same repeater. But Ron, for some reason over there, it's what you're transmitting basically that I hear, which is really weak and a lot of static in the background, is the same thing that Ron or anybody else is going to pick up on any of the other repeaters. So I'm kind of thinking there might be something in the programming on that radio that might be just a little bit off, that maybe at some point in time we can get either together or Jim 509 is actually excellent. So. There's a couple of people here in Klamath that's helped me out massively, but what I'm seeing is that I think you've got some sort of setting on your radio, or maybe depending on the transmitting power of the radio, that needs to be adjusted to where you're being read loud and clear here in Klamath.
Great.
Go break.
Yeah, 583, I think. I'm wondering if it's something to do with your antenna. I know you have that folded over a Brie antenna, I think. I don't know if that would be something you could check or swap out to like a dual band antenna or something like that. I'm not sure. That might be something to check first, because I think with your location, I think you can hit the repeater pretty clear. So that's what I would guess. I'll hand it back to you guys, WRGY779.
Well, what I'm looking at is you got Jeff 550. He's in the same area as Gina is. And 550 hits me just literally loud and clear, and he's by the airport. And you know, of course, I've got a straight shot to the airport. I think it might be maybe something set up in a wide band, narrow band, possibly.
Are you talking simplex or the repeater, though, for that? Because I don't know if it was you're talking directly to their radio or just hearing it through the repeater.
It was both. It was both on 17 and it was on 3. And basically, wideband would affect them both, I would think.
Am I always that way, every time I come through?
Yeah, it seems like there's a little bit of hiss when you're talking 583, so that's why I'm kind of thinking more if you should check the antenna.
Yeah, I could try a different antenna on it.
Are you using an HT, Gina, or are you on a base?
Say that again.
Are you using an HT, a handheld, or are you using a base?
An HT. I don't have a base yet. I definitely want to get one.
Okay, I can help with that when that time comes. I've got a base set up. When I'm running my base, I got you loud and clear, but your transmission basically is really weak with a lot of static in the background. And believe it or not, I don't know why, but I had you perfectly, and your modulation was good. But it had so much hiss in the background that Ron wasn't able to pick you up. So I don't know why that is, but anyway, Yeah, just letting you know.
602.
Go, Jeff.
So just from some experience here, I have line of sight to the repeater practically. There's a couple houses and just barely a little bit of a ridgeline above my house in the way. And if I'm on an HT in the house, I sound about the same as she does, and I forget that. HTs inside homes while you're trying to transmit, especially if you're moving around, can really be the problem. So maybe that's it. Something worth looking at for sure.